Advocates at the Environmental Working Group want more studies of how exposure to so-called forever chemicals may affect COVID-19 severity and vaccine efficacy. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports they're concerned about areas with high levels of PFAS, like Long Island.
PFAS are chemicals used in everything from takeout containers to firefighting foam. Dr. Linda Birnbaum is a toxicologist and former director of the National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences. She says studies have shown PFAS blood levels of 22.5 nanograms per milliliter can weaken the immune system.
And we know that suppression of the immune system can be associated with a decreased ability to mount a therapeutic response to vaccination. That doesn't mean you don't get any response to vaccination. You may just not get as much.
Birnbaum says studies should explore whether people with high PFAS exposure may need another booster shot of the coronavirus vaccine. She says residents of areas with known PFAS contamination should be diligent about wearing masks and social distancing. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.